The master plan for the Sydney project met with final approval yesterday when the Australians encountered the directors of the Pontifical Council for the Laity.
È un messaggio importante che I giovani hanno accolto.
President of the Council, Archbishop Stanislaw Rilko, commented that it wasn't just a master plan, it's a masterpiece.
Propone ai giovani sempre di nuovo.
One of those in town presenting the three-phase project is coordinator for the World Youth Day 2018, the Auxiliary Bishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher.
Our team, which is a great team, have been working on this now for 2.5 years and more, and we have presented our plans for World Youth Day that are in three phases. The first phase is a phase of evangelisation and catechesis and prayer with our young people. Then phase two will, of course, be the great week of World Youth Day in Sydney and the days before the days in the diocese around Australia. And then our third phase is the phase afterwards when the young people come home. And we want to be ready to really welcome them home with a church that is got its arms wide open. So that period of preparation has started and a lot of it will be launched this weekend of Palm Sunday at the time of the handover of the World Youth Day cross to the young people of Sydney by the young people of Cologne.
The 2008 Sydney World Youth Day team will officially launch their logo and website this weekend and hold a special press conference on Sunday at Vatican Radio. I'm Catherine Smybert.